Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron, and we're here to have another wonderful show tonight on BBS Radio. And we're on Station 2, which you should automatically know if you're listening here. And the date today is June 16, 2012. We'll go to the light ship probably in about 10 minutes here, so we could do some detox water for people beforehand, if you like. So everybody get a glass of water, and we'll do some special detox water for you. So let's see if Kathy's on. Kathy, are you out there?
Hi, Ron. Hello, everyone. Yes, I'm here. Welcome, everyone, to Creation Lightship Healing on bbsradio.com, Station 2. Ron Amatron is our host and also the ambassador to the Creation Lightship. We call this Saturday Night Live on the Lightship because we can't go without Ron as our escort. Ron takes us from room to room in the lightship to visit the light beings who do healings on us. So during this time, you can type in certain rooms that you might like to visit. And I'll do my best to translate that over to Ron so he can get you in there and you can claim a healing. So Ron, is there anything else you'd like to mention, special instructions about what happens when we visit the lightship?
Well, you're taken up out of time and you're bilocated. So you don't vanish where you are. You're still there, but you're going to feel the energy around your body changing. Almost everybody feels that. And you're going to notice that because you're being bilocated and you have more source energy with you, you're going to realize that you're not corded to anything. So nothing can cord you, and you probably won't be able to cord anything else. You need to be in peace. And we bring forth different rooms that we go into. I tell you what I see. If you are a seer, you may see the room maybe a second before I mention it. And we're in many rooms, and I'll only be able to probably maybe mention maybe a half a dozen or so of them as you go up. And you just request your healing. The healings take place according to your predisposition, your faith, which is your thoughts of your ancestors, what they believed. And remember, the beliefs of them is causing your problems here. This is why we have problems, because you're running their belief systems in your DNA, and that's the unfortunate thing, is that each year you're born, it's worse, because everybody thinks. And so you're a culmination of all your ancestors' thoughts, and it depends how much energy is taken off of you through the clearings that you may have had as to how soon you're going to have a natural physical healing. Everything is compounded greatly now the last 2,000 years here, as we have more technology and media and stuff like this here. So, like I mentioned to everybody, the first thing to get is a whole lifetime emotional clearing, because that will tend to kind of erase a slate on this lifetime's situations that's come up, which is judgments. And once you get that released, that's one of the energetic bodies that's the most harmful to you, is the emotional one. And it just tends to store more of your stuff. So do you have anything to add to that, Kathy?
Yes. I just wanted to mention again that Ron's doing this for the purpose of ascension preparation, the true light ascension preparation. And everything Ron does is for that purpose. You'll notice on the Creation Lightship Healing, on the creationlightship.com website, there's over 600 clearings that Ron created for this purpose of ascension preparation. And this program, plus three others on bbsradio.com and two others, are designed to allow us to interact with the healings via Ron and ask questions to Ron of the healings and clearings, how they work, what we need, how they affect us, and really all about preparation for the ascension. So many different things that do come up that Ron can help us with or talk about. So we have a community here for ascension preparation, and that's what this is about. And Ron also always advises us that on the archives, the trip to the lightship does not work the same. It only is live, works live. The healings only work live, right, Ron, while we're on the lightship?
That's correct, yeah. So once you're there, they're only active, you know, as we're there. You have to be listening to the program live in order to have it work for you. And the other clearings that we do on all the different programs will work a total of five times if you hear five shows and I do one emotional healing on each particular show, we'll say then after the fifth show, the healings will no longer be active for you. You can hear them, but you're not going to have any physical effect. And aside from that, let's do the water charging here. If everybody has their water, I can wait another 5 minutes maybe in case we have some latecomers. So
okay,
just get a glass of water, everybody. We'll do some detox water in 5 minutes, and we'll go to the light ship. Back to you, Kathy.
It's come up before. Probably should mention it again about the water. When you take us to the light ship or not, and you charge the water with light codes for, in this case, for detoxification, will the charging work on the archives, too, with water?
Again, that it would work five times for applied water.
The water would, if it was not on the light ship, work in the charging, right?
Yeah, and it's the same thing as the healing. It would work five times for you. And if you like the water, then go to the website. I think it's $1 for about a gallon of water. And then we have a conference call on Wednesday to do weekly water for people. But a lot of people, you know, just love having the water. So we'll do some detox water tonight for you. So,
that's great.
Let's see what else here. Got our 8-hour conference call coming up tomorrow, starting at 10 in the morning Pacific time. So if you're interested in doing that, you can go to the website and use PayPal to get on that. And if you have any questions, you can also go to clsquestions@yahoo.com and type in a question there. And we can use those on the radio shows also. So that's very beneficial. Well, let's get some water, everybody, and hold it in your hand, and we'll activate this now for you. And it'll have light codes in it to help your body do a detox. You want to specify what kind of detox you want, and or your spirit will just automatically know during the process here. But normally, you probably want to mention what you may want to have the detox water for. So here we go. Hold your glass of water. One, bring in the energy for that. Two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. We'll do some more energy here. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9, and 10. Okay, that water's ready to go. And we're checking on the archives for people who are wondering, and we'll be working on that probably next week here. Get some archives up here. So let's go to the light ship, everybody. Enjoy your detox water. It'll last for today. And if you want to bring up some animals and pets, flower, tree, garden, plants, you can. And I'll count to five to go to the light ship. You're going to feel the energy around you physically change as you're bilocated. And just sit back and relax. And this has nothing to do with alien UFO stuff. In case you're a first-time listener here, I am anti-alien. They do awful things to us, along with eating us. So here we go. Going up to the light ship. Count to five. One, two, three, four, and five. We're there. And if you want to request a room, I'll probably do a half a dozen rooms, maybe a little bit more, but just type it in the fast chat here on BBS Radio, and we'll just see if first-timers, the first ones on, will get the room. So here we go. Let's go into the first room here. We'll go into the room that has the birdies. I'm seeing, like, large parrots. And I'm also seeing a room with eagles and one with just like possible ravens. So there's different rooms, and request your healing. These are light beings that have chosen this type of body form to help you. You have to have physicality in order to connect to you because you're physical too. Here we go, the bird room. So one, two, two, three, four, and five. Going into another room. In the same rooms for the whole session here, so switching rooms does not mean that we're out of the first one. This one here will be the Pink Dolphin Room. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And bring in more of that energy. So one, two, three, four, five. And let's see here. Go into another room. We'll go into where they have the clear crystals here. Or like we'll go into the water, which has crystal energy in it. Detoxing. Hot tub. So here we go. This energy in. Stronger. 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 Stronger, 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 and stronger. We'll go into another room. This is the room where they have the different ascended masters and also the angels that we talked about. So we'll go into the 3Ms location. This is what we call Metatron, Melchizedek, and Michael. So the 3Ms are coming. They are 1, 2, 3, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. Request your healing. Request one, a physical healing that you may wish to have. It has to do with maybe your back muscles or something like that. You may want to walk around too during the process so you can comment on how it's doing. Going to a room that has giraffes right now. Go, one, two, three, four, and five. Again, one, two, three, four, and five. And we'll go into a room that has silver energy. This is like silver raindrops, like a silver waterfall, silver mist also. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, and again, one, two, three, four, and five. Going to a room that has just plain angels. I see Pauline would like that, so we'll go into that room here. These are ones that are there that may not have names that you know of. So here they go. Here they come. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Got a room just like fish in streams and trees and probably like a rainforest. So go into this room, and you may actually see these. But request healing as you're in the room, and a actually only see one of these. If you want to have the fish work with you, you can, or the trees, you can do that too. Here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, five. Okay, everybody. Let's go into a couple of rooms, then we'll be coming back here. We'll go into a room that has gold energy. Go stronger, 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 and stronger. I have a request here. The last one that I'll do here is for that gold, okay? We could go into a gold room. I want to go into the pain release room, into the blue room. So here we go. Gold energy, go stronger, 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 and stronger. To the room for pain release. I found to tend to release pain. One, two, three, four, and five. More pain. Specify where the pain is now. One, two, three, Oh, boy. 4 and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, blue room, go stronger, 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 and stronger. Colleen's asking about going into the room that has the manifestation room that has eyeballs in it. Oh, be a treat. Maybe they got a file folder, a file box for third eyes. Who knows? Anyway, here we go. So this is one of the rooms that is used by the spirits that are a spirit that is used, you know, is creating physical bodies for the particular planet. So we'll go into the room here that has the eyeballs, and there's lots of them. Here we go. We're in this room now, so kind of look and see. Maybe get a replacement here. Here we go. We're checking these out here. And somebody there assisting us here. Actually see the energy here. So we'll go into a room, too, that has different types of fingers. This will be quite interesting. The different types of hands with fingers already on them. Remember, everything is created, and the creative spirit can create or copy the blueprint and make it into another type of life form, too. So it gets to be quite interesting to see versatility of these rooms here and how they can be used. We're in the room that has hands and fingers, so here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. That's cute. Have an eye on us. Yep. Oh, here we go. Go into another room here. We'll go into a room that has, let's see here. We'll go into another humanoid type of room. We can see different types of humanoids like us, different variations. Oh, here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay. So, the other life forms. And, quite interesting to watch. Types of blueprints that are for these here. Go into a room that has peace energy before we come back. All coming into the peace room. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, everybody. Back down. Here we are. So enjoyed your little light chip healing session. I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Thanks, Ron. I feel so very relaxed and renewed after that incredible trip to the Creation Lightship. Thank you so much for escorting us, and I especially appreciate the pain room. And I'm really enjoying reading the comments of people in the fast chat. Apparently, a lot of them have quite an interactive experience. I've noticed David says he had a conversation with the light beings, touching his body, showing them where it hurts. He said it was so interesting. Marcia says some of these rooms, some of these things that they're seeing look really weird. Pauline says she'll take new eyes and new buns, nicer buns. Susan says she has a lot of healing in her lungs. Luke says his throat's feeling better. Margaret says the pain relief room really helped her hips. Shane really saw the gold. Ashley says, and Lisa said that was a great request. Whatever it was, that was just so beautiful. and on. So it's just really great that people can see these things and report on them, and so many people say the same things. They saw the same things. Michael's asking, why are there rooms with body parts, Ron?
Well, you have to remember, if you were, let's see here, let's just say that you were a superintendent for a big warehouse. Let's just say that you were the head guy of Ford Motor Company, okay? You had availability, all the different manufacturing processes were at your hand, and you can go anywhere and create and make a car. And actually, everything that would go into that car would be stored in this large location. And so you would have replicas of older cars, and you may have designers making newer ones that are not maybe prototypes, but you're the one in charge of deciding what to do. Actually, you have to be able to have the availability to bring forth something to do your creation with, and this is what's there. So everything that is ever created in the light of everything ever created from the light are in these rooms. So there are older people, will say, we are. There's also ones that are more advanced. They have different styles of the way the body actually functions. What we have here, because we're on this planet, we're kind of stuck with having a body that circulates the DNA. So that's very unfortunate. But that we have no way to eliminate that other than having clearings, because that's part of the creative process of the Earth Spirit. I would assume that maybe if it were to make another life form like us, it probably would not, would hope that it would not have DNA that gets passed on or even recorded in the body. Like, you don't have a memory of anything that's happened to you previously because you're only in the moment. And I have to remember what the difference is between the light and darkness. Darkness has a memory because it's in duality, and it hangs on to things that's happened in the past. Remember, history repeats itself, but in light there's no history. That's the way it works. So we're stuck here with a body that has all these imperfections built into it. Plus, the body was also created by aliens, and they weigh a lot of the light and put in their own stuff, kind of a hodgepodge of alien races here and the way they wanted us to behave as far as programs. So back to you, Kathy.
Ron, we have a lot of questions that stacked up since yesterday. Last night, someone sent questions to CLS. Questions at yahoo.com, which I'll read that now, and then I'll get to the questions from last night. This person's asking for advice from you on a suggestion for another way to reduce or release pain. Has already done timeline crash somewhat, entity clearings, clone clearing, emotional clearing. Basically, it looks like they've done a lot of the usual clearings, all the conference calls, the 8-hour intensive, so is ready to release more pain. Can you suggest for this person, whose initials are KD, another clearing or so, or some advice
okay.
to release pain?
Okay, pain. Well, first of all, I would stay on the entity clearing, do that a lot, because once you have a pain, then all of a sudden entities can come in, they can bring in their friends, so just say you did a whole lot of time actually clearing a month ago. Well, they can come in after that if you have pain. So you want to keep on that clearing. I would do that continuously as much as you can. The timeline crash should be able to get you off of the pain timeline. But you have two things. You have what the aliens are bringing you into, which is the timelines. And then you also have the problem on this planet with the entities. Both of those are two big ones. Now, let's just say that you did both of those perfectly and you're on it all the time. You have your computer running and you still can't get rid of the pain. Then what I'd suggest doing is probably going into the past and maybe do a seven generational pain clearing and just see if that could help you. And because it's probably being recycled. It could even be a automatic event barcode that you might be having. You want to do that too. That could possibly be what it is. Maybe they put a barcode on you which keeps putting pain into you. I would tend to look into your past, and also if you do have a barcode, kind of just sit back and think about it. Do you have a barcode on you, you know, and just see if you feel like you might have that. Have that reoccurring event and situations, special clearing for that. That might be what you need. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. Next question. Kevin from Yesterday and Today wrote, please, Ron, may he have a clearing for jealousy. Is there a jealousy clearing, Ron?
Boy, let me look here, okay?
People in jealous situations.
I'm looking right now here. I'm going to pull the website up, and I'm in my... to go to the drop-down box, if we have jealousy there. Out here. We do have a jealousy clearing. Yep, it's on the website. That'd be a whole lifetime clearing. The reason why it's a whole lifetime is because issues that people have would stem and go across their whole lifetime. So what you have now is good. You know, it may have just happened to you maybe recently, but it's still something that popped up from the past in this lifetime and kind of percolated, and eventually it popped out. So things can reoccur, you know, maybe 20 years after the initial first part. But, yeah, we do have a jealousy clearing. Well, that would be a whole lifetime one.
Okay.
Some people don't understand that. You know, you're living your life, you feel fine. Let's just say that you're 40 years of age, and you know, life up to the age 40 was fine, and all of a sudden you go, man, what's happening here? I got this problem, and I don't know where it came from. Well, if you look back in your past, maybe something happened to you at the age of 3 or 4, which you completely forgot about, and that started the process. That's your initial first cause trigger point energy, we'll call it. And then, you know, as you go through life, you're seeing it outside of yourself through other people having that problem, but you don't really tie into it or understand it, but you see it happening. And now that you're probably 40, you go, man, why is this happening to me? If you look back on your past, you're going to see that it has recycled in your life maybe a dozen or more times. That's why I tell people that if you see something within a week that's happened 3 times around you, and you better pay really close attention and figure out what's happening in your life, because it's right on your doorstep waiting to come into your realm of experience. So you want to be very careful with things that happen. It's right there. I'm not saying that 3 is a magic number, but somehow maybe you have a warning of 3 times and like 3 strikes and you're out, you know. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, thank you. And David was asking about timeline crashes from, you had been talking about them last night, and he said, Ron had mentioned timeline crashes affect everyone. Can you explain a little bit about that, please?
The timelines are there, and it's kind of like watching a movie set. So how many people are like, if you look out of your window someday, or maybe... you're viewing something or going to work. How many people do you see driving to work? Some people have to commute, fortunately, maybe an hour and a half to work. I've heard of that quite often with people. They have 3 hours of driving time. Well, how many people are they passing and going around and everything else? They could all be on your timeline. When you do a timeline crash, you are helping everybody on that timeline to get released. Because remember, if you're driving your car, we'll say that you're in the slow lane, right? And you're going, say, 55, and the other lane is 65. It's in the daytime. We'll just make it simple. And all of a sudden, you know, you've seen all these cars passing you for an hour and a half. They're on your timeline because you're seeing them. Now, are they on your timeline after they disappear? They may not be, but when you're watching them, they more than likely are on your timeline. How many people are going to be passing you in an hour and a half on a busy day? This is much so like, you know, going to, say, college. How many people are in that college? To a timeline crash, you are getting rid of timeline that you're on. Remember, there's maybe, you know, maybe a million people on that timeline, according to whatever you're dealing with. So remember, let's just say that, mentioned this before, go to the doctor. Doctor says, you know, you have cancer. You know, you don't feel well, and they, you know, do all their stuff. And they say, okay, you have cancer. Well, now you're on the cancer timeline. So, how many people are having cancer today? Well, and you're on that timeline. Well, if you start crashing cancer timelines that you're on, everybody was on those timelines, and there could be more than one, you know, maybe there's different types of cancer timelines, but we'll just keep it simple here. And, you know, your type of cancer is, just say number 27 out of all the ones that are out there. So you're on the 27 cancer timeline. Or crashing that timeline, you might be healing a lot of people. Once that timeline is eliminated, aliens cannot abduct you because the timeline is no longer there. Remember, you get abducted about every 10 minutes. And so once you start doing that a lot, maybe you're going to be freeing a lot of people of cancer. And that energy will not be interacting with them because they have to abduct you according to a physical problem and or an emotional state. So that's what you want to do is continuously crash the timeline so that you can feel better. Help on everybody else because you're not alone. If you were alone on a timeline, you'd be the only one there. You're driving your car on the freeway, and you'd be the only car on the freeway. That's unheard of. That's the way it would be. So, for everybody on that freeway has emotional issues too. So you're picking up those as they drive by you, okay? And so just driving for an hour and a half, you can have a lot of slime work done on you. You know, you can be really emanated just by driving, having people passing you and picking up their energy. That's why you want to shrink wrap. Back to you, Kathy.
Jenna said she ran 150 timeline crashes on her neighbors next door, and she wanted to ask you if that was enough or how many more will do it.
That feels very, very good. I would probably do about 50 more, 50 more. But it feels like you got about a good 80% of them. Feels good. How do they feel to you? Let's find that out. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and this comment from yesterday, Shelley was mentioning that the curses, hexes, and spells clearing has really helped me and my business partner. My partner could not make a sale for 1 year, and within 12 hours, he's made a sale. So thank you for that testimony, Shelley, regarding the benefits of the curses, hexes, and spells clearing.
Yeah, what happens with that is people don't realize, you know, just get somebody angry with you for something, and all of a sudden they can give you a whammy. Remember, it's a battle of the minds. And so they could be continuously working on you. Maybe there's something going on where it could be a barcode also, which they put on you or ask to have one put on. And all of a sudden your life goes, like I say, to hell in a handbasket. You don't know what the heck happened. You're doing good, and all of a sudden nothing seems to work for you. So, yeah, that's why we have that clearing up there. That clearing, was on the self-empowerment session, I think. We can get some help here. I know it's on a couple of clearings. One of the Jumpstart ones, I think, has it on there also. Yeah, it's all very, very good. Get this stuff off of you. Don't even know if you have it. Just think driving your car and you accidentally cut somebody off because you didn't see them in a blind spot, or maybe they just happened to it beamed in on a timeline, you know. You're doing a turn maybe in the right lane or something, and you look, the car wasn't there, and then all of a sudden you start to pull over, and all of a sudden you hear somebody honking at you. And then they, you know, give you that one, the wonderful oneness sign, you know, with their finger, you know. And all of a sudden, you know, a week later, you start having problems. You go, what the heck's happening to me? Well, maybe that person hated you so much that they, you know, put a whammy on you. They don't even know you, but they remember seeing you do this to them. It really upset them. So got to remember that thoughts are very powerful. The people out there use their thoughts to control your reality. That's why we have a billboard clearing, too, to help you out. But the hexes and spell one is, I think everybody has them on them, hexes and spells and, you know, stuff like that. It's just the way people are, you know. If you can't get a job, then the self-empowerment session that we have could possibly help you, and that clearing is on there. Go through different issues that could be blocking you. So it's very sad. We're just dealing with alien mind energy here. That's what they gave us. Everybody switched over from their hearts to mind energy, and it's the battle of the minds. Mind your parking place. Make somebody leave a store early because you want to park there. You know, that takes away your free will, free choice. That's what how we live here. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, and David says, regarding that answer on the timeline crashes, thank you very much for that very complete answer. And Sue is asking if that's why some people are cured of cancer, because of the timeline crashes.
Oh, yeah, definitely it could be. Say what the healing process is very complicated, and it's really hard for me to... When I first started doing this, I couldn't figure out why I couldn't help some people, and some people are very easy to help. You go, wow, what's happening here? This should not be a complicated thing, but yet, you know, you're working on them and scratching your head, and maybe you had great success for something that was 10 times harder with one person, and this person that you're working with, I mean, nothing's working. You go, man, what's going on here? Oh, it's all that DNA stuff that comes forward.
Caller, line 3, caller.
Got a caller, okay. So that's kind of what happens. So I can talk about that if you want to bring it up in a little bit here. But time
hey,
is
caller.
Going quickly. Well, we're already at 39 after. It felt like about, like 2 minutes went by. Okay, caller,
hi, caller,
please.
Do you have a question for Ron? Go ahead. Thanks for holding.
Yes,
go ahead, caller.
Yes, Ron.
Yes.
I'm calling, you were just talking about the whammy, that all of a sudden things change in your life, and I've just really in the last few years have gone through a great deal, and recently I received some blood results that showed some problems with liver enzymes and my thyroid. And I have breast cancer, and that was under control without medical intervention, and now it seems to have flared up again with these new recent things. So I'm just wondering what's going on, like you were saying about the whammy, and I don't know what's happened. Things were good in my life, and my job was of service. I lost my job after a work accident, and then I had all these subsequent illnesses since then.
Okay, you got a classic a case here of stuff. Let me see here. So, I don't necessarily do readings, but I can tell you, maybe give you some pointers here. Okay, so the first thing is, since you were, quote-unquote, diagnosed with this process and that it's getting worse, okay, what you want to do is not really, you know, I really can't say this, but don't believe it. You see, once your mind takes it on, then it's going to run away with that, and you're going to manifest that energy even stronger sometimes. Not always, but you
okay.
know, once you have it. Like I tell people, if you came to me, in fact, when I work with people, person and they start to go, Ron, I go, hold it. They want to tell me their life story, you know, and tell me how many pills they're on and how many doctors they see. I go, I don't even want to know about that, because what happens is that information goes into mass consciousness then. And I got to kind of fight it off, because all I can do for you on healing is take your spirit that also manifested that from you, and I'm empowering your spirit to heal you. Now, your spirit only do so much if it's contaminated, which means that these energetic bodies that you can't see, you can't heal them because it's just too much work for it. So you have to heal your spirit before you can have an actual physical healing. But the energetic bodies need to be healed before the spirit can actually do its work, because it'll keep mirroring back to itself those problems. So,
How do I heal the spirit, the energetic body?
Well, the first thing that I have on the website, which I recommend for everybody, is your whole lifetime emotional healing. So that's what I tell people. Since you're diagnosed with cancer, the two that I'd recommend strongly would be the emotional whole lifetime clearing and what I call the alien death barcode. Because cancer or any kind of diagnostic a procedure, and also when they give you diagnosis of what they found, once you know that you're going in for a test, you're really worried. That triggers your emotions. And it could also have a barcode attached to it. So if you don't know about the barcodes, basically, your firstborn, they're not activated until you start getting more emotions to live here. Just no stop go. It's all judgment. And at some point, the aliens want you to leave here, so they give you death barcodes. And normally, when a barcode hits you, you start losing a lot of your energy. So the first one, what I have found out, kind of discovering, the process, is when the first one hits you, it starts about 10 years prior to when that barcode is going to hit you. And that's your first chance of dying. But that's the first one. But during that 10-year time, you might lose about a third of your life force energy. And then your what I call the mind of your body, which is your internal healer, that sees that you are programmed to die at a certain date, and it just kind of gives up because the barcode's in place. Now, you can eliminate or move past that barcode, but you're still going to not have wellness because your body still has a problem. And each time you go through a barcode, it gets worse and worse. And then by the time you get the last one, if you manage to go through a few of them, by the time the last one hits you, you're so, maybe disgusted or in bad shape or pain or whatever that you're wanting to die. So I would recommend those two clearings.
Okay.
And what I have is a half price special. So. Sounds like you're older than say 30 or something there. So what I would say is to first buy the death barcode one and do that. If you want to do it, I can tell you right now how many barcodes you have on you. The cost on it is $150, okay. And you have two clearings for that. You have a stress death barcode and then the regular death barcode. So it's two clearings. And then so that one. So if you want to know, I can tell you how many you have on you.
Okay.
You have right now. You have six death barcodes. Okay.
Really?
Yeah. And so that means it feels like you already went through four of them. So that means that you probably have lost maybe half of your energy, at least. Can't guarantee that.
Okay.
But you see, each time you go through a barcode, you have less energy, and then you don't look so chipper, and maybe the real youth of you that used to be really happy and stuff, all of a sudden you're fatigued all the time and in pain or whatever, and eventually they'll take you out with the barcode. So the second clearing that you want to get after you do that, it's going to take you 12 hours to do them. Put the time aside maybe on a weekend. Then the next one to do is your whole lifetime emotional clearing. And that's $5 times your age, but it's half price. So you do one clearing for full price, that's over $100. And the second one then you get for half price. So that's what I would do. And the emotional one should take away a lot of your life history, the storyline of you, so you can become more peaceful. It's like starting over again. Maybe somebody else could probably type into the fast chat what they felt, too, if they've done those clearings. But that's what I'd recommend. And then from there, see where you are and reevaluate yourself.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Okay, you're very welcome.
Bye,
okay,
caller,
so back to you, Kathy.
Ron, we have some questions really backing up here from yesterday in the CLS questions at yahoo.com. NB, and oh, also in the fast chat here, NB is asking about them, he must be enlisted, he or she must be enlisted. Who am I working with, and what am I doing in the military now?
Oh, let's see here. Right now, it just feels like you're deciding where to go. It kind of feels like you're evaluating different types of services. That's what I'm picking up. So I don't think you're actually in active duty right now. You're just evaluating and watching, see what the different countries are doing, what their roles are. You're like a scientist right now. Hey, back to you, Kathy.
And Corin's asking, why does our DNA have to create our reality? Wishes it wouldn't.
So that's what the dark side did. I could turn off the DNA for everybody. So here we go, everybody. We'll turn off your DNA, and you can see how you feel. So one, two, three, oh boy, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. There, your DNA should be turned off right now, so you should feel less agitated and more peaceful. So we'll see what kind of comments we get on the fast chat. DNA causes your stuff, and that gets recycled. The reason why you really need DNA, bring forth a child. Looks like you. But happens is the DNA passes on all the gunk from all your ancestors. All of a sudden, you start living that as you get older. You want to become innocent over again, which is kind of what the emotional healing does. Can't do it 100%, but it does get rid of a lot of your storyline of this lifetime, what you're, you know, reliving, because you keep recycling it. Have different people coming into your life with a similar theme. Well, your whole life is a storyline of your past. You're the main player. Back to you, Kathy.
Okay, a quick question from Liz from yesterday. Liz was wondering, if I clear an object with skulls on it, can I then wear it?
No, I would not wear it. As you're still going to see the skull. I would get rid of that. But once you have it, even if it's cleared, some alien could see it and say, oh, put some energy into that. I wouldn't wear it. I think the worst thing that happens to people is Halloween. And that's really a rough night. Everybody walking around with the weird different costumes that they have now. Let's look at it. We'll talk about that. So you get somebody who wears maybe a T-shirt with skeleton on it. Well, what does that mean? Maybe they're being attached to their bones because they have the skeleton on them. Yeah, a person dresses up as a witch. Well, all of a sudden you get all that witch energy coming to you. What do they do to witches here? Well, they drowned them and burned them and everything else. So now you're bringing in all that energy to you. Plus all the energy of the entities that lived as a witch or lived, you know, maybe they, are living in bones and they hopped up surface here. See, now you got an entity that's strictly a bone entity, and maybe it had broken bones and now comes into you because you're wearing an outfit with bones on it. So you go, man, how come I'm getting into an accident and breaking my bones? Okay, so yeah, you know, whatever you're wearing, something can identify with that. Don't want to do that. So, back to you, Kathy.
Richard in the Fast House is writing about a car apparently disappearing and reappearing on the freeway. He wants to know what causes cars to bilocate on the freeway.
Well, they're abducted, and they just bring them in. Remember, you think that you're here all the time, living a continuous lifetime in the linear fashion. Well, since the darkness is controlling time, if you just think of a clock, the old days, you know, tick-tock, 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 and we'll say that whenever it went tick, it was turned off. It was turned on. All of a sudden, you realize that even though you can't see when time has stopped here, each time it's stopped, they can bring in a new a scene or scenery or people in, and then all of a sudden it gets turned back on again. And this is what happens. So all of a sudden the car can appear because it wasn't there before, and they copy and paste it. Timeline and put it right next to you or whatever, wherever it was. Hopefully it didn't land on top of your car. No, then it all depends how advanced that alien race is on how they're able to do this. Just hope they don't get a beginner and they crash a car on top of yours. Have one run into you out of nowhere. So that's weird stuff that can happen. Well, that's what they do. All it is a copy and paste, and time is being turned off continuously, but you don't know that. You think that you're always here. Well, it's being turned off is probably as often as you're here, but you don't realize that. So when it's off, you're not here. They can change everything around. They're in control of that next creation of darkness that you're living in. All of a sudden, they turn it back on again. Think of having your VCR going into pause continuously, goes into pause, things blanked out, it's a black screen, and then you hit the play and it comes on again. Here. Back to you, Kathy.
And speaking of timelines, Larry's requesting a timeline crash for the swelling timelines.
Okay, here we go. So one, two, three, four, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. And okay, let's did this on another program that we had, and I took people and put them onto another timeline from other hosts that were having programs the same time that mine was on. So what I could do, I don't know if there's anything on the station 3 on BBS. I know there's a station 1, and we're on station 2. Let's look here. Maybe somebody could ask. Maybe there's some music playing on number 3. Music 24 hours. So what I'm going to do is put you on to the 24-hour music right now, whatever's playing on BBS radio, and I'll put you onto that timeline. Remember, we're on station 2, and so we'll go to the BBS music. We go. Just see how you feel. I don't know what's playing. We go 1, 2, 3. Here we go 4 and 5. Now you're on that timeline. You're off this timeline here. Now you're listening to music on another timeline, but you probably aren't hearing it. This is the energy of that timeline. See how people feel. And back to you, Kathy.
Well, I'm on that timeline, but I'll read this one. The DNA clearing that you did has gotten some comments, And Michael says, yes, keep the DNA turned off. A lot of people feel more space around them. David says he actually wobbled a bit, and they just felt a change in that. So that was quite something. And regarding Richard's question about the car on the timeline, the car that reappeared, he's getting some good advice. Holly's suggesting to run the alien attack page. And Jake says the aliens abductions, at when you have abductions, the aliens take away from your memory, Richard. So, and Michael's saying Walmart has lots of clothing items with skulls. And Liz is saying, thank you very much for the advice about not wearing objects with skulls on them. Let's see, we have just a few minutes left. I can take some more questions. We did get one in just now from CLS questions.
Okay, let's pop people back to our timeline. So here we go. Coming back to this here. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. There we go. Now you're back here again. Okay, go ahead.
And you have some comments here about that, the music timeline on BBS radio. Patricia says, my ears and sense feel dull. Susan says she feels like she's a cycling rerun. And, some people are noticing the difference. I'm sure we'll get some more comments in a few minutes. And Julie says the timeline crash and the abductions explain so many things that have happened to her in her life that were unexplained. So thank you, everybody, for your comments and also all the comments you had regarding your experience on the Creation Lightship earlier. And thank you, Ron, for that detoxification water and for escorting us up to the Creation Lightship. We only have a couple of minutes left, so are there any closing comments you'd like to make, Ron? Perhaps regarding tomorrow's 8-hour intensive?
We got the call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific time, 8-hour call, getting rid of alien critters that live inside of you. But, what I'll do is bring in some peace energy for everybody. So here we go, peace energy, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And, remember that as you watch TV programs, there we go, programs, right? Interesting. Programs to program you on the TV, movies even. But somebody was commenting about politicians and how they were different on different times at different events. So you may check into that and see what timeline they're on. If they're drawing you into their timeline. So that's the big thing now is a lot of people talk about politicians. Election is coming up. I'm not knocking the politicians, but just see what timeline they're on. Oh, anyway, blessings, everybody, and your timeline crashing. Thank you. Thank you, Kathy, for helping out tonight.
Thank you, Ron. Goodbye, everybody.